Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we love you folks joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. With that said, we have a fantastic young man on the program. Began his collegiate career at the JUCO level, then he took it to Middle Tennessee, and then he ended up at Coastal Carolina. He's none other than the spur linebacker hybrid safety, Kendricks Gladney, Jr. Kendricks, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
How you doing, Bo, man? Appreciate you having me on the show, man. It's a blessing, man. I'm fortunate to be here, man. It's pretty cool introduction, so, man, I'm ready to get it going.
I like it. I mean, I can feel your energy when we were texting. I can tell you're excited, which gets me excited, knowing that you're excited to kind of share with our draft audience what you bring to the table. I always like to begin the program. Let's rewind it all the way back to the Pop Warner Pee Wee days. Was Kendricks Gladney Jr. the best kid on the field way back then?
absolutely not. That's the funny part, man. I was a late bloomer in my opinion, man. I had an older brother by the name of Keith Payne, man. Like I want to say about 4 years and sometimes 3 years older than me, but. Man, like, that was my inspiration to get started in football. So, man, that guy was awesome right there. He was what I wanted to be. So, that's what turned me to the player I am today, man.
Nice. So let's kind of follow through the process. So, you're following your older brother. What positions did you play, and how did you end up at that, you know, hybrid safety linebacker role that we see you in now?
Oh man, you gonna laugh at this one. so I started out as a basketball kid all the way to ninth grade, freshman year of high school, and I want to say that first year of high school I came out to play, you know, high school football. And I didn't play. I played from like Boys and Girls Club, Pop Warner, and then I took a little break from football, and I was playing basketball, man. I felt there's more basketball. I was getting the ball, you know. I was pretty athletic, so I can do my thing, get rebounds, I can score. So I seen my brother doing pretty good, man. I wanted to play football, and he was a receiving corner at the time, so. Always about 2 years ahead of me. So at the time, he probably was a junior. I was a freshman. He probably was a junior. I'll say junior. Definitely was a junior. And I remember him being maybe an inch taller than me probably as a – I was a freshman. So I was pretty big, man. And his nickname, he was so good, they'd call him Greatness. So I was like, man, this is my brother. That's kind of overrated, you know, like – you know, y'all giving them a lot of credit. So, they asked me. So, this is my first year. Once again, this is my first year back in football. Didn't play for a while, no contact. They said, man, what position do you play? Mind you, I'm his size as a freshman. So, they said, what position you play? I said, I play receiving corner. So, I told them that. They said, okay, that's good. We're going to put you right here. So, they put me, first place they put me, live in our first game, they put me a Mike linebacker. So it's so funny because I'm thinking like, okay, receiver and corner, they caught me off guard, man. They put me a Mike linebacker. And like, I remember my first game vividly, like it was yesterday. I want to say to be completely honest with you, in like 11 plays, I went about 11 plays straight on one drive. and I probably made 10 of those tackles in 11 plays. I was in
wow.
I was in the middle of the field, and I had the speed to go sideline to sideline. So this was new to me, and I came late. I didn't really get to go to summer. I didn't go to summer. I wasn't in summer runs with those guys or anything. So when I went to the sideline and took my helmet off, it was almost like a movie scene. Everybody was looking at me like, "Who is this kid?" Like, you know. So it was funny. That's how everything started with this football thing with me. And I was like, "Man, I guess this is what I'm supposed to be doing right there." And basketball ended immediately, as soon as that day started.
Wow.
Man. So that's how I want to say I started. Yeah, I started at middle linebacker, and then I played quarterback. I played middle linebacker on defense. I played quarterback. And as I went up to varsity, I was running track. I got a bit more athletic and explosive now. Started to pick my knees up more. Because of my brother, his legacy, they moved me to receiving cornerback now. So now I'm at receiver, cornerback, and quarterback at the time. And throughout high school, if you watch my tape or anything, I was playing corner and I was playing quarterback. So, That's what got me in that hybrid position in my opinion, to bring that all back to why did I start to play hybrid, because I always could play corner and be a cover guy, but I had the size of a safety. So I think people was mistaking my size from my actual skill set of being a cover guy, and they was like, "Huh, maybe you play safety." So when I started to get to the JUCO level, it was more so, "Oh, this kid is big enough as a safety, but I also have the physicality of a linebacker, but I can cover like a corner." So that's what, and then the IQ of the quarterback all came into one. Like, okay, now I'm calling the defense, setting us up, and like it was a big transition coming into JUCO as a corner, and then I never played that, and they was like, "Man, we want to use you right here." And after that day, I stuck there kind of almost. Every coach that runs into me kind of just loved to put me right there at that position. So that's how I'm there, man.
That's excellent. And, man, the quarterback level, and I did not know there was any quarterback in you. I got to ask,
throughout your
collegiate career, and I don't know your stats on the offensive side of the ball, but did you ever –
okay.
Get in the coaching staff's ear saying, "Listen, you know, joking around, but a little bit serious at the same time. Like, listen, you need to throw me in for a trick play because I got the ability to throw the ball."
Man, what's crazy? I never did. Like, because I got this, thing, man. I was pretty good. I was playing quarterback. Mind I told you, I played quarterback and receiver, but I'm like, I know you're a football guy, so. The only thing that changed me to defense was we started to run a wing T offense. So I wasn't really getting a lot of passes, and I was doing handoffs and running. So I said, in defense, I kind of control the narrative a little more, you know. So, like, I was like, I can make my own plays on a defensive side. So, man, I wish, man. I'm a little upset I didn't. But, man, I got it in me. I got it in me, though, for sure.
I love it. Now, there's a reason on
yes,
the show
sir.
You've got a pulse around you in this 2022 draft class. I'm curious, if we threw
okay.
you in the film room, Kendricks, these NFL scouts, they're breaking down tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities. They're going to have to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Okay. So you said it. If we went in the film room, what would they love about me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? I say, man, to start off, my IQ of the game of football, man. Like I grew up as a kid. I'm from the Washington D.C. Maryland area, so I grew up as a kid watching the Washington Redskins a lot, man. And I'll say that it was more of an NFL town in my area than the collegiate area, like. For example, guys was watching the Redskins more than they was the University of Maryland. So I took that with me when it comes to, like, okay, like college was the 1 foot in rule and stuff. I always was training as 2 feet in. Like, there's certain NFL rules, you know, you can't hold 5 yards past or for a defender. So I say, man, they'll really love my IQ of the game of football. That's one. And then the second I'll say my versatility with my first year at Coastal, man. To be honest, I felt like if you go watch the tape, I played everything on the defensive side. So I wouldn't even classify me as myself as having a position. I played everything, even the defensive end besides D tackle. But I also lined up in the A and B gap on third down to do a few stunts with some D tackles. So, man, I think they'll love that I can play everything from the outside to the back end to even a linebacker if I got to. So that's the second thing about me. And the third is just my love for the game, man. It's just I think sometimes people will play the game so much that some people hit a wall, I think, growing up personally. I think they'll hit a wall and they might run out of as you start to get into the collegiate and the professional level, man, it's not just football. It's also you got to be on point. There's a lot of things more involved with the game of football. And I'll just say, man, I personally love the game of football. I love everything about it, from the physicality aspect to the mental aspect to the studying film. So it's just a passion of I'd be a kid that, like, man, if I was working with all respect to people that work at a shoe store or anything, if I was working at a shoe store anywhere on a Saturday and they told me, I need you to suit up to play in the NFL Sunday, like, I would do something like that. So I just love the game of football, man. That's who I am.
I love it. Where do you see yourself? I mean, because you are so versatile, you've got that hybrid body versatility. Mm-hmm. I mean, where do you think you're best suited? If a team brought you in and the maximum best Kendrick Gladney Jr. on the field, where do you think that position would be?
I would say certainly watching a lot of guys, man, watching a lot of NFL tape. I think I am the new hybrid safety, man. It's a lot with those guys. Like, I see Derwin James do it, Jamal Adams, Micah Hyde. Like, it's just I feel like I'm a safety that can play deep if I have to. I have the speed and athleticism to play deep middle. I can go in the box and play the run. I'm extremely talented. I have a personal skill set of guard and tight ends, and I know tight ends are very unique in this game of football we play now, man. These guys 6'5", 250, and they run 4.4s. I got a pretty talented one on my team that I win against each and every single day, named Isaiah Likely, man. So, like, I think the safety position, I wouldn't specifically be sure if it's a free or strong, because I like how the Bills, they kind of switch their guys. They have Micah Hyde and Jordan Poirier, and both of them guys kind of do the same thing, but they just play free and strong. So I think the safety position will best suit my abilities, man.
Curious, you got a pro day coming up?
Yes, sir, March 18th, March 18th.
Nice. You excited?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of hard work that's been put into it, and I like to work under the radar, so, and work in silence and like to show my work. So it's like I haven't really shown myself training and working out these last 2 to 3 months, but man, I got something up my sleeve, man. I'm really excited to show. Like, I'm glad you said that, because I've been doing a lot of research. Currently, right now, I'm 212 pounds. I've seen that, which amazed me, Darius Leonard was playing Mike linebacker at 215. I think when I get to run my 40 and do my drills, people might see, they might change that perspective on me being a linebacker first, in my opinion.
Nice. I like that. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm glad I followed up on what you were talking about in terms of big pro days numbers. I'm excited about the 18th. I always jot down notes during the show, mm-hmm. Kendrick, and I circled March 18th.
Okay.
Now, we are almost out of time, and I wish we could go on because you've been a fabulous guest. But we always like to end the show.
Okay.
We call it three and out. If you like hardy questions, you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, talk to me, man. I'm always ready.
Here we go. Your head coach at Coastal Carolina, Coach Chadwell, does he have any pet peeves during practice? The absolute no-no, do not do it or you're going to catch some.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you do. We are not sitting down on no bench. You better be locked into practice, making sure you know exactly what's going on. Do not sit your butt on that bench. That's definitely a stat for you.
Excellent. And you mentioned your love for basketball till the ninth grade. You said basketball was the main sport. So back to ninth grade, mm-hmm. who was your favorite player in the NBA? Who did you envision yourself being when you growed up?
Man, I got too much confidence in myself, man. I kept saying LeBron James. I'm not that big, but that's who I say. So that's who I'm gonna stick with.
Hey,
yeah,
man. You gotta believe. That's the mat. Hey, that's what
you gotta believe
do.
It, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
so that's
yeah.
what I say.
And then, right, the final one for you. This draft will be quickly approaching, especially after the 18th of March. I mean, it will be right in our faces. That said, draft weekend, when you await to hear and find out where you're going to land, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Ooh, Bo, you put me in a spot right here. This might hurt some people's feelings, man. But
hold on. I used to ask female celebrities, and guys would be like, you're going to get me in trouble with my girlfriend, my wife.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm like,
yeah.
But it's funny is you guys are more or less hesitant to answer the girl question than answer the food question.
Okay.
Because, listen, food's an important thing. But now you got to give me a name. You might offend some of the family, but you got to give somebody the trophy.
I got you. I got two. I can give you two names or just one, man.
Hey, this is your show. You give me 10. This is your show, so you could do. You give me two. You give me two.
All right, bro. We gonna go with my mom. I gotta go with my mom. I'm always at school a lot. I've been around, so it's nothing like my mom's home cooking. Or I gotta go with my girlfriend, Caitlin Roche. I gotta go with her, man, because man, she throws down too, and she does her thing.
Man, hey, well, you're a very smart man, Kendrick. You took both of your favorite ladies, so that we're that happy. That way you're going to be happy. They're both on the clock. You're going to be on the clock draft day. Fabulous. Kendrick, listen, I'm serious, man. Thanks for sharing some time and letting us get to know who you are and what you bring to the table, my friend.
Man, thank you, Bo, man. It's been a pleasure, man. I truly appreciate you adding me on your podcast, man.
No, hey man, we love having you. Hey, and don't get too big for us when you're in the next level. Fair enough.
Oh no, call me anytime. There's always love over here, man. You know me.
All right, man. Thank you once again. That is Kendrick Gladney Jr., the standout from Coastal Carolina. Began his thing at the JUCO level, took to Middle Tennessee, ended up at Coastal Carolina. Now he's bound for this next level. And again, ton of versatility. I'm so glad he came on the program and kind of really opened up about what he brings to the table, because he really is that dynamic all over the field type guy. You can fit him in a lot of positions, and I love how he mentioned Pro Day. If that Pro Day comes out like he wants it to, it could be a lot of buzz approaching as we build to this 2022 NFL draft.
This has been a C2P exclusive.